We're holding now in the Zman of Bein HaMetzorim between the two Tanesim, Shavasa B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, a time with his Dini Avelus. We have different restrictions, not taking hirkots and turning on the music and chasanas, many restrictions that we're keeping. During this period of time, if that's all we're busy with, we're missing the main point of Yemei Bein HaMetzorim. The restrictions are a side, small part of the Zaman of Bein HaMetzorim. The Iker of these 3 weeks is about the Hisbainus, putting in time of thought of what did we lose, what it means, Beis HaMikdash, a mokoyim of the Rabbeinu Shlom's Hashras, Hashchina, his home, and now it's lost. That Hisbainus is the Iker of this period of time. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. At the end of the Simen, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Ois Kuf Gimel, Harizal Kosav, Sheyis Abel Bayomim Ohem. Yeshiva Misabel during these days, we're talking about Yud Zayin Betamuz till Tisha B'Av. V'yivke k'moy chatzi shah. You should be crying for around a half hour each day. Obviously, we're not on such a madrega to live up to this Arizal, but we're starting to hear in halacha the ikar of this zaman. A small mashal to understand what it means to lose Beis HaMikdash, a loss. It was about 10 years ago in my neighborhood, right up the block on East 7th Street. There was a house I remember was being constructed, a huge lot, and they were putting up a very large home, a very beautiful home, and literally we watched the construction floor after floor being built. Finally, after a long tikkuf of construction, they finally moved in. The mishpacha moved in. It was a large family. They moved into the house. If I remember correctly, it was the first Erev Shabbos of when they moved in. You can imagine the excitement. They're living there a few days. They're finally going into the Shabbos Kodesh in a new home. There was an electrician in the house who came in. Obviously, you know, when a person moves into the new home, many times you need small repairs. So the electric company, the electrician came back to repair something. He was working on the fuse box. And somehow, working in the fuse box, all of a sudden, it ignited an electric fire. And electric fire is the worst because it spreads through all the wires. And in no time, the whole house was in flames. I remember the fire trucks from all over. It was literally a 5-alarm fire of coming from all different directions, the fire trucks. And of course, it didn't take too long. The entire house burnt down. Till today, 10 years later, if you want to walk by, the lot is still empty. I can't be masig and think of the pain that that family endured when that house went up in flames. They invested so much kaychis and money and everything into the home, and they finally got to that finish line and moved in, and then rachman l'tzlan, in no time, the entire thing was burnt down. I don't know why it was never rebuilt, but I can imagine the pain that they had. Maybe they just don't have it in them to do it again and rebuild it. I don't know. It's just a small muscle in understanding a mokum of Beis HaMikdash, which is no shaykhis to a home in the physical world that we see. And that, which was the life of everything, burnt and gone. And I recall when I originally got, when I got married, cameras were still with film. You took with film and you sent it in, the Kodak film, and you sent it in. They developed it. Probably don't know what this is anymore. That's how cameras were, Amol. Then, when I got married, sometime after, they started coming out with digital cameras. It was a new thing. So I'm not so good at being so, you know, technologically advanced. And I had a lot of pictures on the camera. And somehow I pressed the wrong button. I thought I was erasing a picture. And I ended up erasing the whole entire file, hundreds of pictures. You don't understand the feeling I had after I erased all the pictures. Besides for my personal loss of all those pictures, I was like, the family is going to kill me. I did the feeling of disaster and tragedy and destruction of that button that I pressed, it was traumatic. Till today, I don't touch a digital camera. The metzias of loss. Zokta Rizal. We're supposed to be crying a half hour every day during these 3 weeks for this phenomenal loss of Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean we're supposed to be crying? The Yishalmi writes in Yuma. It's in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Kol dor she'ena nivne miyomav. Any generation that the Beis HaMikdash was not built in your days, malin olov kiilu hu hechrivoi. We consider it as if you destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal are teaching us here something phenomenal. Our goal during the 3 weeks when we're trying to feel Churban Beis HaMikdash is to reach the moment of feeling I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Chazal are teaching us. If it wasn't built in your days, then you destroyed it. You know, I was thinking, imagine the electrician that was in that house, that was working there at the moment when the whole thing went up in flames. Till today, I can imagine, when he drives down East 7th Street and passes that empty lot, he has a huge pit in his stomach if he didn't commit suicide yet in the last 10 years. Could you imagine the feeling that my doing, I was working on the wires and somehow it ignited an electric fire that burned down the entire home? Can you imagine the devastation that he feels responsible for? Says Chazal, if there's no Beis HaMikdash today, it's your fault. You destroyed it. And this is the hisbonus that we have to go through during the 3 weeks to internalize, I'm destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Black and white in Chazal. How am I destroying the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara in Yuma and Daf Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara discusses Mikdash Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, Mipnei Machorav. Why was it destroyed? We're still in Golos today with the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says at that time, Hayoyskin Batayiv Mitzvah Zagmilas Chasadim. That much sounds familiar. In that time too, they were Oisik in Torah, Baruch Hashem, Torah today is beautiful. Mitzvahs, Gemilas Chasadim, Kal Yisrael, all of that. And yet the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Ask the Gemara in Yuma, Ibnei Macharev, why was it destroyed? Kal Yisrael was doing great in the Torah, Mitzvahs, and Gemilas Chasad. And for the Gemara, Ibnei Shahoysa, Boi, Sinas Chinam. Because they had Sinas Chinam, hating each other for nothing. And the Mefarshim explained, for nothing doesn't mean, of course I have a good excuse why I don't like him. A person has excuses. But the Mefarshim explained, with all the excuses in the world, that's called Chinam. Is it really worth it for that not to like that guy and hate him? That's called sinas chinam. It's hating him for nothing. That's not a significant reasoning. Says the Gemara here, lilamedcha, it's coming to teach us. Sheshkula sinas chinam. Sinas chinam is equal kineged shalosh aveiros, like the three gimel chamuris. Avoidazoro, gilarayus, ushvichas domim, where they were the cause of the first Beis HaMikdash destruction. Chazal teaching us, sinas chinam carries that magnitude, that it's as bad as avoidazoro, gilarayus, ushvichas domim. A person thinks to himself, and this is this iris we have to walk away with, I would never go ahead and kill someone. I would never do it sicha, shvichas damim. I would never go ahead and do avodah zarah or gila arayas. Says the Gemara, sinas chinam is equal to all that. Why are we comfortable not getting along with people? Why are we comfortable making fun of people? Why are we comfortable not being best friends with everybody, loving every yid? That's worse than a boy the Zorah, Gila, Raya, Shvichas, Dhamma that you would never do. And what's Pashup Pshat? Why is Sinas Chinam in Chazal's eyes as bad as the Gimel Chamuris? We never think like that. But Sicha sounds much worse. Gila, Raya, Znus, much worse. A boy the Zorah? Why is Taka Sinas Chinam the worst from all Averis? Pashup Shah in the Gemara, L'chayra, is because the tachlis of every Yid is the Rabbeinu Shel Hashros HaShechina in every one of us and amongst Klal Yisrael too as a whole. That's the purpose. We're trying to have the Rabbeinu Shel Mashar HaShechina on ourselves. We want to be a merkava for the Rabbeinu Shalom Shechina. We are the chariot that's carrying the Rabbeinu Shalom Shechina. That's what a yid is. All these aveiras, as bad as they are, it's an aveira. It's a yetzahara. Person falls and does. Shvichas damin, avayda zara, gila rayas. Sinas chinam directly is chasing away Hashem Shechina. Hashem's Hashros Hashechina, our Father in Shemayim, only rests when there's an achdus and a shalom, a peaceful Klal Yisrael. That's where the Rabbeinu Shem rests his Shechina. You having sinas chinam is directly chasing away Bari Yoylam. And that's how it's even more shekula. Its magnitude, its chumra, is greater than the Gimel Chamuris. You're directly sending Bari Yoylam away. And that's why it's directly destroying Beis HaMikdash. If you live with a sinas chinam to anybody, you are destroying the Beis HaMikdash, tells us Chazal. You know, we're so quick to judge people. Any little thing you see someone do, you're right away judging them, and you right away can mark them off and have feelings towards them. We're so quick not to give people the benefit of the doubt, to be done on the kaf schus. We're so easy to be choshe b'ksheirim. That's how we live our lives, unfortunately. I'll tell you what just happened last week. I was driving home after night seder. It's close to 10 o'clock. I'm driving down County Line. And all of a sudden, as I'm driving down, you could be going 30, 40 miles per hour. And all of a sudden, the car in front of me immediately just stops in the middle of the road. So I quickly stop. And sometimes when you're going really fast, you have to make sure not to hit him. So I went over a little bit to the shoulder on the right to make sure I won't hit him when I stop. When I went a little to the right, he even moved his car a little bit to the right too. And I'm wondering what's going on. And I realized there was a bachur riding a bike right in front of him, obviously. And he must have dropped something in the street. And that's why we had to immediately stop. For whatever the bacha dropped, I couldn't tell exactly what was going on, but the bacha stopped. And he was letting the bacha pick up the thing, whatever it was, with the bike. Finally, traffic continued. At the next light, the guy pulls up on the side of me, pulls down his window, guy with a beard, regular yeshiva guy, and he starts yelling at me, "Where do you think you're going on the shoulder? I stopped for someone who fell with the bike. Where do you think you were going?" And I think to myself, I wasn't going anywhere. And I started about to tell him exactly, I wasn't going anywhere. I was, and that's why I moved up to the shoulder. I was trying to block you. I was trying to save the kid. As he tells me. And all of a sudden he zooms off like the light went green. So this guy thinks he's the Godel Hador, the Tzadik Hador. He's walking around and he saved the kid's life and even stopped the guy in the back from running him over because he's trying to cut him off on the shoulder. That's what he thinks. And meanwhile, he was Choshev B'Ksheirim. He didn't give the benefit of doubt to be done with Kaf Schus. Simple Sinas Chinam developed that moment, that conversation, and he was mad at me. And he saved the kid. This is how we are in every instant of our life. When we see something happening, we jump to conclusions. We're so quick to judge. And we have to realize, take a step back. Don't be so quick to judge anybody. Our job is to have a love and protect every yid, believing he's your brother. You don't want to consider that he did something wrong. He's your brother. You're all one. And that loving relationship that you have for every yid will stop you from jumping to conclusions too fast. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah on the Chav Zayin Amud Beis, brings down in the Psulei La'edus, people that apostle La'edus. The Gemara says, Ha'oyev v'hasoyne. If you love someone, or if you're his soyne, either one of them apostle La'edus. And says the Gemara, what does it mean to be his soyne? Soyne, kol shloidibar imoy shloisha yamim be'eva. If you don't talk to someone for 3 days because you don't want to have shaychus to them, he's not my type, I'm keeping away from him. 3 days of not talking to someone with a cheshbon of not wanting to talk to him, you're called a soine. You're his enemy. Pasul eidus. We don't realize at times we think, okay, I'm just not going to talk to him. Just not talking to him because you don't want to talk to him is also a soine. That's pure sinas chinam. This is the avoda of the Beis HaMitzarim. To realize, you know something? I'm destroying the Beis HaMikdash. I live my life in ways that I'm actually destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal are not exaggerating. If the Beis HaMikdash is not here today, it's really because of me. Listen to these words of the Chidor. The Chidor writes, "Kol zman sheyesh sinas chinam, afilu sheyiyu kama mitzvos. As long as sinas chinam exists, even if you have a lot of mitzvos, you're doing a lot of good things. Loi efsher lovo yagula." Dr. Chidor, the geula will not come. People wonder, we're in Gola so many years, and Klal Yisrael's been so good. Look what's going on in the Chesed and Mitzvahs and Torah of Klal Yisrael. Why isn't Mashiach here? And the Mefarshim tell us the answer. Zok Techido, Mashiach is not coming. Geula's not happening if it's still Sinas Chinam. In the Drushas of the Tzlach, the Noi Debihuda, Bicheska Landau, in Drush Lamed Vav, he says a similar thing. Mitchilosoi nechra b'shvil sinas chinam. It originally was destroyed because of sinas chinam. Kal v'choymer she'i'efsher lachzoi v'livnois. It's impossible to be returned and rebuilt. Kol zman she'yesh sinas chinam ba'olam. As long as there's sinas chinam around by Yidin, we are not having geula. Kol zman she'yisrael shiruyim. We have fights and differences. Machloikis, efsherli goyel. Zok Yehuda, it's impossible for Geula to happen. And Tzidua, the Chofetz Chaim, also in his Akdoma, to Sefer Shmiras HaLoshen, he also writes the same thing, that we're not going to have the Geula happen as long as we're still having the cause of Sinas Chinam. The Chazal tell us, Kishem she'ein partzufeyem doimois, kach ein deoiseyem doimois. The same way everybody's faces are different, people look different, so too the way they believe and think are different. Which means Chazal are teaching us, the same way we have no expectation. Why does he look like that? The answer is, he's allowed to look like that, and you can look like that, and everybody looks differently. Everybody has a different parts of upon him. Everybody has a different look. The same way, ein partzufeyem doimos, so too, says Chazal, the deoseyem are not doimos. He's entitled to think the way he wants to think. You're entitled to think the way you want to think. You can hold differently. For some reason, people become so foolish and they think everybody has to hold like them. You ever saw Bochum schmoozing in a dining room? Their daya has to be everybody's daya. Why is that? It's foolish. You know, it's known for the Bistro Salanta. We have Aseres Adibris, 10 commandments. Bistro Salanta used to say, you know what the 11th commandment is? Don't be a fool. That's the 11th commandment. Don't be a fool. Some of us are so foolish to really think that everybody has to hold like me. Whatever I hold and believe, that has to be everybody's opinion. The same, he doesn't have to look like you, he's allowed to think different than you too. As I state in Chazal, and it's Poshet. And the emes is, that's mamish the Pasuk, in this week's parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu, was davening to Rabbeinu Shloilam to have a new leader. Yifkoid Hashem alakei haruchos l'chol basar, isha la'eda, appoint by Re'elam, a leader for Klal Yisrael, asher yetzi lefneim, asher yavi lefneim, asher yitzim, asher yaviyim. We need a new leader. He knew he's being nifter. Rabbeinu Shloilam, please appoint a new leader. The lashon that he used was, Yifkoid Hashem alakei haruchos l'chol basar. The God of all spirits of every being. What was he saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, in that language that he used? Says Rashi from Chazal, Loma Nemar, Omar Lafonav. What he was saying was, Rabbeinu Shaloylam, Goloi Lifonecha, you know very clearly, Daitoi Shekol Echod Ve'echod, the das of how everybody thinks, Ve'edon Doyman Zelazet, every individual in Klal Yisrael is different. Everybody has their own way of thinking and holding and all that. Their own opinions. Manei aleihem manhig. Find and appoint a leader. She soivul kol echod ve'echol lefidaitam. Find somebody that is able to tolerate each individual of his level of what he believes and thinks and has opinions about. This is the type of leader we need. And the lakei aruchos, Rabbeinu Shlomo, someone who understands that. We have to realize the root of why we carry sinas chinam. Why are there people that I don't get along with? Let's be honest. There's nobody in this room that could say that I get along and love everybody. Everybody has people that are titled, they're sinas chinam people. They don't love everybody. That's the reality. Says Chazal, our job, if you want to rid yourself of sinas chinam, realize and recognize, develop tolerance. People are allowed to be different. People are supposed to be different. Everybody looks differently, and everybody has different opinions and views. It's okay. People can act differently. We have to develop an understanding, a sensitivity, a respect, a covenant of brios for every barrier. This is the job of developing this tolerance and recognition, to realize if I don't work on this, I am destroying the Beis HaMikdash. When you come up to Shemayim, Lachameya Ve'esrim, the Rebbe Yisrael of a Thailand, why did you destroy my Beis HaMikdash? Why did you light that fire when you're in the fuse box over there? What'd you do? And there was an accident. Here you did it intentionally. You didn't mind having people on your hit list. You know, in Slichus, on Shavuos B'Tammuz, Bitaka said a very interesting nusach that relates to this. We said, Kel Kano Bisapik Bibak Niecho. The Rabbeinu Shloilam, the one, the Bireilu Almighty that has his Kanoyas to stand up, who's holding himself back by taking revenge on all the bad people that are angering him. Mechakim, Klal Yisrael, still waiting. Tokim Eimdim Loilamim. Rebbeinu Shloilam, it's time to go ahead and lift us up forever. Kinetiyim Mechutovim Ba'ahovim. Like plantings that are all together. Ha'emes V'Hashalim. The Emes and Shalim. V'Tsoimes Chatuvim. Go ahead, Bari Olam, and let all these fast days that we're having be turned into emes and shalom. Happy days for Klal Yisrael. Netzach hayoyisum usimcho losasol lemoyadim toivim. What are we hinting to in this piyut of Slichus when we mention the emes v'hashalom? It's a pasuk in Zechariah. In Zechariah Ches, Vayehi dvar Hashem tzevokos elai leimor. Zechariah Novi said over, Koyomar Hashem tzevokos, tzoyim harevi, v'tzoyim hachamishi, v'tzoyim hashvi, v'tzoyim hasiri. We're mentioning all the tanais that we have for the korban. Yiye lebeis Yehuda, l'sasoyin, l'simcho, l'mayim toivim. It's going to become one day yomim toivim. V'emes v'ashalom ahevu. The emes and the shalom ahevu I love. What does that mean? So the Radak says Beferish, Bitanai, if you want this to happen, that the Tanaisim should turn into a Yomtif, it's Bitanai. Shetoyahavu, that you should have a love for Emes and Shalom. Kamoy Shetzivis, yes, like I command you. Having Shalom is the condition that we need to have and reach in order that we should go ahead and see the Geula. And the end of all these Tanaisim should be Yamin Toivim. People think, well, the people that I don't like, there's a very good reason. If you would know what they did to me, the way they act to me, people have cheshbonos. And you should know, Rabbi Yonasan Eifshitz says, that in reality, it's the Yetzer Hara being mefata you. The Yetzer Hara is trying to convince you. Kol machloikas, every difference, says the Iranians and Aipshas and Yaris Devash. Whatever your differences are, tia mashatia, whatever they are, it's the Yitzhahara being mefata you and telling you, va'oime shehi l'shem shamayim, ulo mitzvah gedoyla. He tells you it's l'shem shamayim, it's a mitzvah gedoyla, and all the frumah cheshbonos of why you're 100% right, that you're validated, not to be his best friend and get along with Ava. Ukehena Dvarim Rabba, many, many types of excuses he presents to you. You know, there's a very tragic story that just recently happened. A little over 10 days ago in Texas. There was major flooding. Hundreds. There was even thousands of people that were stranded from the flooding. The waters came in, and the storms came about 10 days ago when it happened. It was tremendous storms, like we're seeing over here too. But there, near the river, there was tremendous storms in Texas. And literally the river rose 29 feet, which is very, very high because all the water that was raining over 4 inches an hour, the rain was coming down tremendous. and all the water can't be absorbed in the ground. It was all running off to the river. And the river went up 29 feet and it overflowed entire communities, literally, mamash, a marble that the Rabbanu Shalom brought. And they had to rescue thousands of people with helicopter and everything. But unfortunately, people are still missing today, but close to 130, 140 people were killed. And over about 30 children were killed because it went through a camp that was located there. The Gemara in Yevamos writes in Samach Gimel, Ein pronius bo le'olam elo b'shvil Yisrael. Tragedy happens in the world for one reason. Why is the Rabbanu Shalom killing out people in Texas? There's one answer. Us, Klal Yisrael. The Rabbanu Shalom did it for us. Such a tragedy has to give us this oiris to wake up to the call of tshuva that the Rabbanu Shalom sending. Baruch Hashem, he didn't do it in a Yiddish place with his Yiddish camps and Jewish communities. Chasdei Hashem, it's over there. But it's only over there if you take the message. Ein pronius bo le'olam ela b'shvil Yisrael. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, and he quotes a Pasuk. Rashi says, "B'shvil Yisrael liyarim to skir klal Yisrael, kidei sheyachzor b'tshuva." The klal Yisrael to do tshuva, and he quotes the pasuk in Zephaniah, Zephaniah Perigimel. What does the pasuk say? Hichrati goyim, I made destruction by the nations by goyim, noshamu pinoisom. I went ahead and made desolate all their corners. Hechravti chutzoisom, I destroyed their streets with over no one going by. Nitztu areihem, the cities became in ruins with ish mein yoishev. And the goyim. Amarti, I say, achtiri oisi, fear me, tikhi musa. Klal Yisrael, take it as a message to fear me and take musa. V'lo yikareis ma'ayna. And then it won't be destroyed. Your ma'ayna means your Beis HaMikdash. Haloi davahu, something to think about. That this happened during the period of time of Tammuz. Of this period of time of the year when we're in the Avelos of Churban Beis HaMikdash. And says the Navi, your Rabbanu Shalom brings Pronius. Take the message and you'll have your Beis HaMikdash. It's unbelievable. You read about this in the papers. The story is unbelievable how it mamash wiped through a camp. It wiped through a camp where they found the debris, the beds and the refrigerators and all the camp stuff all over the place, sprawled all over the place. And Chabad HaTzlan was like a huge marble of a river of 30 feet tall that wiped through communities, cars, trucks, things were turned upside down. It just swept away everything. Mamash, a marble that ripped through the whole area. The pictures they have in the local newspapers, I'm saying, you know, the Atet and all these papers, FJJ, it's unbelievable. And the Rabbanu Shalom wants us to take Musar. We have to wake up and realize the message is there for us. That's the only reason why the Rabbanu Shalom did it. And I was thinking, you know, by the Dor HaMabel, Chazal tell us, the famous Medrash, Rashi brings it out down in the Parashas Noyach. Rashi brings down, Chazal asks, why by the marble was everybody destroyed, the Dor HaMabel, that whole generation? And yet by the Dor HaFloga, when they fought against the Rabbeinu Shlomo, they didn't get destroyed. They were just spread out. 70 nations spread out all over the place. They didn't get destroyed. Yet the Dor HaMabel, the Rabbeinu Shlomo destroyed them all. And ask Chazal, who did worse? Don't you think the Dor HaFloga was worse than the Dor HaMabel? Dor HaFloga fought against the Rabbeinu Shloilom. Says Chazal, the Medrash Rabbah. Elo, Dor HaMabul. The reason why they were wiped away. Loinishtayim hem plate, there's nothing left. They were all wiped out. Al Yedei Shayushtufim Begezel. They were busy with stealing. Like Rashi's Nusach is. Hoysa Meriva Benem. They're all fighting with each other. Lefika klodi shtayim and plate, they all wiped away. There was big machloikas there, fighting, stealing, and all that. They're gone. Abel Elu, the Dor HaFlog, on the other hand, Ayidei Shehoyu Oyavim Zeh Zeh. They loved each other. They grouped together to fight the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hayanoigim Avo V'Reyus Beineihem, says Rashi. They had Avo and Reyus between them. So even if they're fighting Hashem, if they have love and Avo, that saved them. Lefikach, says Chazal, Melamed, come and teach us. Godol HaShalom. He's coming to teach you how great Shalom is. Afilu Yisrael, Oyvdem Oyvdes Kacham, you're doing that by the Zorah. If the Shalom Beineihem, Omar HaMokam, the Rabbi Shalom says, Eini Yochol Lishlet Behem, I can't go do anything about it. You just spread them out. Kivish is Shalom Beineihem. Shalom is a protection. Abel Mishenech Leku, if they're having fights, like the Dor HaMabel, then the Rabbi Shalom made total destruction. So it's so interesting to think about how in this period of time, when we're never suffering from Sinas Chinam, we're suffering from having Meriva Beineihem. We're not living with the Avo and Vireyus, with every Yid, to love every Yid like your own brother. If we're not living with the Avo and Reyus, that's when the Mabul came into Texas and wipes away a community for our Musa to wake up. We need to get the Zayirus. Rachman al-Atzlan, Rabbi Shalom is sending us the message. 30 children killed because of us. Over 100 people killed because of us. Total destruction of campuses and houses and everything. For us, for the youth to wake up and hear the Musar, that the Rabbi Shalom's message is to wake up and do what you're supposed to do in this period of time. And I saw Meridika Maisa, Bianco Bender, said over the story. When he was growing up, all the Altamira Talmidim used to daven together. They used to have a shul in Brooklyn. It was a whole chevra of Altamiras. They all escaped together from Europe with Shanghai. And they made had a minyan. So he said in that minyan there was a yid, Rabbi David Eisen. Rabbi David Eisen, he said, was a yid. That there was one story in his life that affected him the rest of his life. He remembers him being part of that minyan, but he was still suffering for that one story. What was the Maisa? He said when he was in the labor camps during World War II, so at that period of time, with Mesiris Nefesh Mamish, he knew his Pesach times coming around, he wanted to have matzahs. So with tremendous Mesiris Nefesh, he worked on for a very long tikufa, for months, to go ahead and have matzahs, that he should be able to go ahead and be yoytze the mitzvah on Pesach night. With all that Mesiris Nefesh, he was Zeichetaka to have a matzah when he's going to need it for Pesach night. What happened was, there was another Yid there who was pleading with him that he could I also have some matzah? I want to do the mitzvah also of Achilas Matzah, Pesach night. So Rav David Eisen was very torn. He wanted to accommodate this Yid and give him what he wanted. But Mitzad Sheni, he knew that he only had the bare minimum of a shear, that he's not going to be yoytz in the midst of matzah if he gave it to this other yid. So he said over, he went through the whole sugya, and he mamish l'arkel l'rochba, trying to figure out what the right thing to do is. And his maskana was that because it's a mitzvah d'araisa, and is all he has, he can't go ahead and share with that other yid. He's going to eat it. There's no heter to give it away. He's going to eat it to have the mitzvah. And Kachava, Pesach night came around, and he ate this matzah, and was going to the mitzvah. Said Rabbi Yankel Bender, the rest of his life, he was agonizing about that story. He was unable to console himself. Although he knew the sugya, he knew all the svaris, he had all the cheshbin, and it was understandable why he couldn't share it. But his heart was so full with Avas Yisrael that the entire life till he was Nifter, he constantly could never console himself At the end of the day, a yid asked me of something, and I was forced to say no. Can you imagine? These were yidin of the last generation. Rav Dessler writes in Michtam Eliyahu, you know where Ahava comes from? He asks as a question. People, when you love someone, you give him stuff. He asked the question, Hanasina is a Tailada me'ahava? Do you give because you love someone? So when you love someone, you share your things with them, you give? Oila hepach, ha'ava bo min hanasina. Love comes from the sina. Zokrav Desla have a famous shechazal that it's the latter, the second way. The word ahava itself comes from the word hav, to give. You don't give something to somebody because you love them. But rather, when you give, it develops your love. And the nesina comes first, and then you love him. And he brings a chazal on Derech Eretz Zuta. Im chofetz atza lidovik ba'avas chavercho. You want to connect to someone? Have a noisiv and noisiv tovasa. Be busy with his good. Be busy giving him stuff and helping him and showering him with stuff. And then you'll start loving him. That's the metzius. Ahava comes from when you give. First giving and then you'll love. V'amuka hi ha'ava azois ma'oid. Zokr Rav Dessler. And that's true deep love. Contrary to the belief of the world, how it's so different. But Zokr Rav Dessler, that's real ahava. You know, Rav Yankel Bender said of another fascinating story that happened mamash in our times. He said he had a Talmud in yeshiva by him. He said over the Bacha's name, he said Yeshua Friedman was his name. This Bacha, when he was 12 years old, his mother got very sick. And he was 12 years old, he's been busy preparing for his bar mitzvah, and he prepared the whole parsha because he wanted to land in his bar mitzvah. Lamaisa, when it became a few days before his bar mitzvah, it was clear that his mother was so sick, she's not going to make it to shul to hear his landing. The boy decided, I'm not leaning the parsha. I'll get my aliyah, but I'm not leaning the parsha. And everybody couldn't understand. You appeared so well. You know your parsha. See, your mother won't be there. So what? Go lean the parsha. And the cheshbon that the boy said, why he doesn't want to lean the parsha, he says, I'm going to lean the parsha. And Be'ez Hashem, I'm going to do very well because I know it well. And everybody afterwards who sees my mother is going to be telling my mother how well I lean the parsha. And as much of Kush will have nachas hearing how well I did it, there's going to be a pain that's going to hurt her that, oi, I couldn't make it there. I couldn't hear it myself. I don't want to give my mother that pain that she should feel that, oi, I miss my son's lading. And in Melo, he skipped lading his parsha, Zucker Bender. Zucker Bender, this kid wasn't from Minsk or Kovno, Sabotko or Krakow. He was born in New York, a regular child. And here you have a regular kid who had such a sensitivity, understanding for others, that he made this decision, he's 12 years old, that he's not going to lean because he cares about and sensitive to all his feelings. Rabbi Say, now is the time. We all have to sit down and make a cheshbon on nefesh. We all have to think to ourselves how much we don't have a ava v'reus to others. You know, my kid came home yesterday from school crying. Time of the third grade, the third grader. He came home crying. I asked him, what's the matter? He wanted to sit down with my study and talk to me. Sat down in my study, and he starts telling me how the boys bother him in school. And I took out a paper because I want to talk to the principal. And he started telling me all the names. He says it's going on the whole year. And he started giving me all the names of all the boys that are bothering him. And what this boy do? He tells what this guy did. And you start hearing third graders, silliness, how they mean to each other, how they pick on innocent kids. And you hear terrible things, what kids could do when they're in third grade. And I was thinking to myself, you know something? In Beis Medrash, we don't realize at your age too, even hopefully you're not doing those silly things that third graders are doing, But a more sophisticated way, you're acting the same. You don't realize how mean you are to others. You don't realize how you're not living ba'ava v'reus with others. It becomes part of your anhaga, and you justify yourself for good reasons why I'm not getting along with him and him. Those him and him come to me. I hear the stories. I hear them complain about you. Bachram, come and tell me what's going on. Whether it's the younger Bachram or older Bachram. You don't realize. You think you're living the avol. You think you don't have sinas chinam because anybody I don't get along with, I try to keep away from, it's justified. We have all these l'shem shemayim from a cheshbonus. But Chazal are telling us in Yerushalmi and Yuma, you are destroying the Beis HaMikdash. And when you go up to Shemayim, you're going to have to face the consequence. Because it's your destruction. This is the period of time where every one of us have to make the Cheshbon HaNefesh and change our lives. Stop hurting others. Stop living with hatred to people, marking them off. Start realizing we're one family. Every Yid in Klal Yisrael is your brother. Every person in Klal Yisrael is your brother. Klal Yisrael is one. We have one father in Shemayim, and that's how we have to live, with a tremendous Ava and Achdus. So he's a little different than you, so what? Is it kedai to burn the Beis HaMikdash for that? I see it's very late. We'll stop, Beis Hashem, to burn Hashem, just bench us all, that in this period of time, with that Tzara Avoida, stop being silly, we're just busy with the restrictions of no music and everything else. Rather, all 3 weeks, every one of us have to live with one focus. Is this going to create ahavas chinam? Am I loving for no good reason just to love? The only way we'll masak and sinas chinam is having ahavas chinam. And that should be our main focus. Enough with just not listening to music, not going to chasana, not taking a shave, a haircut, all other cheshbonos. Those restrictions are important too. But the main thing is to live all 3 weeks. Every moment with the focus. How is my relationship with everybody else? Am I getting rid of avas, my sinas chinam, and creating avas chinam or not? The Rebbe Hashem should help us all develop this avas chinam, and be'ezer Hashem, we should be zeicha this year to see the binyan Beis HaMikdash, Meher v'Yameinu, Amen.